June 12, God's care for his church. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Romans 16:17. In all ages of the world there have been men who think they have a work to do for the Lord and show no respect for those whom the Lord has been using. They do not make right applications of scriptures. They wrest the scriptures to sustain their own ideas, whatever may be the claims of those who draw away from the body to proclaim theories of their own invention. They are in Satan's service to get up some new device to divert souls from the truth for this time. Beware of those who arise with a burden to denounce the church. The chosen ones who are standing and breasting the storm of opposition from the world and are uplifting the downtrodden commandments of God to exalt them as holy and honorable are indeed the light of the world. How dare mortal man pass his judgment upon them and call the church a harlot, Babylon, a den of thieves, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, the habitation of devils, making the nations drunk with the wine of her fornication, confederating with the kings and great men of the earth, waxing rich through the abundance of her delicacies, and proclaiming that her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Is this the message we have to bear to Seventh-day Adventists? I tell you, no, God has given no man any such message. Let these men humble their hearts before God and in true contrition repent that they have even for a time stood by the side of the accuser of the brethren who accused them before God day and night. Supposing this spurious message is the one everyone must hear for this time, come out of her, my people. Where shall we go? I tell you, my brethren, the Lord has an organized body through whom he will work. There may be more than a score of Judases among them. There may be a rash Peter who will, under circumstances of trial, deny his Lord. There may be persons represented by John, whom Jesus loved, but he may have a zeal that would destroy men's lives by calling down fire from heaven upon them to revenge an insult to Christ and to truth. But the great teacher seeks to give lessons of instruction to correct these existing evils. Manuscript 21, June 12, 1893.